Good morning. So does anyone know what this is? Yeah, it's a jar of candy. That's right. You want to grab a seat? So what if I said everyone could grab one piece of candy? Would you go for the chocolate candy or would you go for the candy cane sugary candy?
Chocolate.
Yeah? Okay, so everyone can grab one piece, but you can't eat it. Okay, so here we go.
What's the difference
to have candy when you can't eat it? Can you grab one for that? What good is it to do for you to get candy and you can't eat the candy? Will you grab one for Maya? Walton, you want one?
Oh.
You want one? Okay, so we can't eat it, but there we go. I know, it's so hard. So we want to eat the candy because it's so good. We can just imagine what that sugar tastes like on our tongue. The chocolate, the peppermint. Oh, so delicious. But we may be tempted to take a bite if we just hold the candy, right? Yeah, what if we hadn't had breakfast? We might be even more tempted to have the candy, right? And so, does anyone know what the word temptation means? Yeah. Exactly. Temptation's when we want to do something that we maybe shouldn't do. And so, eating candy isn't a bad thing, but we just want to make sure we do it in moderation, or when mom and dad say it's okay to do it, or when your pastor hasn't told you not to eat the candy. But it can be hard to follow rules sometimes. Do y'all have rules that you have to follow at home or at school? What are some rules you have to follow at home? Maybe, do you have to do anything with your bed in the morning? Anyone? No? No bed making? Okay, well, that is gross. And then some of us, after we eat a meal, what do we do with our plates? Wash them or bring them to the sink? Or in school, if we want to go out to recess, we want to play outside, can we just run outside whenever we want? No. Sometimes we have to wait and line up. And sometimes they say, well, we can't go outside because it's too wet and the grass is slippery and we could hurt ourselves, which reminds us, that sometimes we have rules for really good reasons, that they're there to protect us and make sure we don't get hurt. And, you know, it can be tempting to not follow the rules. And we remember that Jesus is there to help us follow them. And we remember that Jesus, in our scripture today, he was tempted just like we're tempted by our candy. And he was so hungry. And he hadn't eaten for 40 days. And the evil one came and offered him food. And you know he wanted to eat that just like we want to eat this. And so he didn't. And you know how he fought back against the evil one? He said, I know God, and I know what God wants, and I know the word of God. And by using that, he was able to push evil away. That's right. And he reminds us that God gives us the power to do that too, through relationship with God, praying to God, reading our scriptures. So can you put your hands together and repeat after me? Dear God, thank you for the power to stand up to temptation. Thank you for your holy word. Amen.